This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. Splash Refresher spices up my daily water intake by putting fun and hydration in one. Because as a mom, I already have my hands full. Every Splash Refresher flavor is delicious, bright, flavorful, and zero calories. I don't waste time on flavorless water I don't enjoy. I just drink Splash and I like it.
My favorite flavor is the lemon. It really does taste like lemonade.
My favorite is the mandarin orange flavor.
There's a flavor for everyone to enjoy.
Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Hello and welcome to Childproof by Betches Media. I'm Tori Phantom and she's Mama Cusses.
This episode is dedicated to all the parents who have ever scattered snacks on the table and let the children peck at them like a flock of chickens.
And to all the parents who have literally just closed a door on the mess and called it a good job on cleaning the house today.
Today, we're going to be talking about lowering your standards.
But first, we got to set the timer.
So it does admittedly feel weird for parenting podcasters and creators to be like, here's how to be a better parent. Lower your standards. But here we are.
That's literally when your standards are lower, you are automatically better.
Or just a better parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, just try less. Don't try harder. Just try less.
Like, try the same amount, but stop putting so much pressure on yourself. That's the key there. That's like, it's the balance. We're not saying give up.
Yeah.
We're saying you don't have to hate yourself about not being perfect.
Well, and when we say lower your standards, what we're really saying is lower your standards to realistic, attainable standards. Because both of us started doing what we do in part, partly because we were both bored in the house and in the house bored.
Well, that's going to be in my head all day. Thanks.
You're welcome. Also, you
bored
lost
in the
game.
House and I'm in.
As did everyone else. When this episode publishes, we are going to see a distinct drop off of all the listeners just who rage quit this episode.
I wish everyone could see me glaring at you. How dare you?
I am not sorry.
In the top of the episode?
Absolutely. Come on. Just know what you're getting into. So we both started on the internet because we were born.
Cringy millennials who are still playing the game.
Absolutely. We were isolated as fuck. We were in desperate need of therapy. And so the obvious solution was TikTok.
Obviously. What else are you going to do?
But also, we quickly realized, I don't think either of us started on purpose. It was just an offshoot of.
Yeah, I literally made my first parenting video because I was making food and saying I was making the food for my kids. And people were like, you say you have kids. How do you parent them? And I think they were asking because I look weird. Like, you kind of seem like a goober. How are you raising those children?
This feels antithesis. Yeah, I started doing parenting content because I initially would show my kids because I hadn't really thought out the full implications of having kids on internet spaces.
Yeah.
When you know better, you can do better. But I initially started showing my kids and I feel like an anomaly to a lot of people because I have twins. And so I got a lot of, oh my God, how do you do it? I don't.
What other choice did I have? I can't put one back.
I don't have a choice. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. And so we started creating, and very quickly into the process, both of us realized we had an opportunity to create the resource we wish we'd had.
No, that has been a wild experience for me. The messages I get from folks who are like, you have changed the whole dynamic in my family. It's so much more peaceful now. I am viewing this differently. And I'm like, who the hell am I? What are you me?
I recently came off my book tour and someone walked up to me and completely honestly and earnestly, like sharing a part of their heart with me, said, you are the first person who gave me permission to be imperfect.
That's so important.
I know.
And that's honestly, I've enjoyed sharing and I've enjoyed learning just as much because we know we're not the only parents out here doing this, right? It's not a competition. It's important that we all have a voice here because it is the idea of a virtual village. Can we access real life support through our internet village? No.
No.
But can we share ideas that help us function and do better for ourselves and our children? Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And it's so important. And like, we really have to lower our expectations. And one of those reasons is when we have our expectations so high, the pressure, we're putting the pressure on ourselves. That doesn't leave much energy to try something new.
Yeah.
if all we're looking at is our shortcomings and our failures and how we didn't get this done, we didn't do that, we dropped the ball here, well, where is the time and energy in our minds to look into things we want to do? Mm-hmm. And I think that's like a really important space.
So I think for today, I'd like to talk about some of the places where I personally have been able to lower, not necessarily my standards, but my expectations of either myself or my kids. And maybe in some of these places, you, the listener, will hear, oh, I could relax on that. That would relieve quite a bit of emotional stress from my plate. Okay. So one of the places that it has been a strong generational trauma break for me is releasing expectation of grades and school performance.
Yeah. Yeah. That one for me was honestly, that one wasn't a difficult thing for me, but it was finding the buy-in when performance wasn't the end all be all indicator of success. Yeah. And so that has been for me with the kids. I mean, and we've talked about standardized tests a million times, but it's literally in saying like, this is important because this is your job. You're a student. Yeah. It is your job to learn. Learning about things that are interesting to you actually teaches you how to learn more things. Mm-hmm. And you could come across a subject that you didn't know you were passionate about.
Yeah.
Unless you were doing this class that didn't seem to be interesting to you. Mm-hmm. But there are so many skills we're building beyond just being able to recite state capitals.
Yeah.
And so kind of having this overall approach of it's not just about your math score, it's about you learning the discipline to do the work even when you didn't want to.
Yeah.
And of course, there's nuance there. I'm not saying like you should just always do things you don't want to do. No, it depends on your personal responsibility and this chapter of your life. And what is this going to give you besides the ability to solve the quadratic formula, you know?
Right. Well, and see, I grew up in a high expectation household where it came to my grades because I was a smart kid. I was a gifted and talented kid. I was reading before I could get to kindergarten. I was that kid. My brain functioned faster. Mm-hmm. And no one noticed the undiagnosed ADHD. But yeah, my brain just functioned.
Relatable.
My brain just functioned faster. So I picked up on concepts really quick. I was a smart kid. And my mom, rightly or wrongly, was like, you are smart enough to achieve all A's. Therefore, I expect all A's. And I am always really careful when I talk about my mom. Was that a mistake? Yes, absolutely. Did that end up resulting in me piling on this absolute warped vision of if I'm not doing well in school, I am worthless? Yes, that was the result, but it was not the intent. My mom thought she was doing, oh, well, you are capable of these things, so I expect what you are capable of. Yes, that makes sense. The impact of it didn't land the same way, and that sucks.
And the thing is, if you were a different person, it might have.
Right.
But that's part of being a parent is that we are totally different people than our children, and we can't predict how our choices are going to impact them in the long run. We're doing our best and hoping for the best.
Right.
And if we foster a safe enough relationship, they'll be able to come to us and be like, when you did this, it didn't work out for me so much.
It didn't go the way you thought it was going to go, Mom. I see what you were trying to do, but let's discuss what actually happened. It's a joke as old as time that completely revolutionized my ability to view my kids' grades and school performance. And is, do you know what they call the guy that graduates last in medical school?
I know the answer, but tell me.
Doctor. He's still a doctor. He was the worst performing student, but he met qualifications to graduate. Mm-hmm. He scraped by the skin of his teeth and he still got the degree. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be a shit doctor.
It just might mean he didn't do well academically.
Yeah. Really good brain, really good problem solving, really good thinking skills, really good bedside manner. All the things you need to be a good doctor, he had, but he struggled with tests. Academic setting was not his strongest suit. Studying was really difficult because he had trouble, you know, logging information that way. he worked his best. He did, in fact, graduate. He's still a doctor. Mm-hmm. That was the moment I was like, oh, so now my expectation is you have to do your best. If your best is not passing, then we will get you a tutor and we will get you to passing. At no point do I expect an A. Now, I am going to have strong questions if you've made A's, 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 and now I'm seeing C's wander in, and now I'm seeing some D's wander in. And what happened? Did we hit a part that was hard, or is something else going on?
Exactly how we handle that, because for us, and my kids know this, grades are not an indicator of your worth, value, or overall success. They are an indicator of how you are doing. So I don't expect that you're going to have straight A's. I expect consistency. And when that consistency changes, that's where I'm going to start asking questions. Because if you've had straight A's for years and now there's a B, well, that B is still a B. That's still a good grade. Yeah. But did something happen? Did you miss an assignment? Were you struggling with something else? Like, I'm checking in with you, not because I'm upset about the B or C, maybe, I don't know. But like, I'm not upset about the grade. I'm concerned about you because something has shifted and I want to make sure you're okay. Do you need support now?
Right.
Is there something else that we need to do? Because we're a team.
Well, and no one in the history of ever has ever asked how I did in junior level English class.
Hey, Gwen, I have a question. How did you do in junior level English class?
I didn't read any of the books and I got an A.
Nice.
Okay, so one person in the history of ever. But the closest I've really come in a real world application is, did you graduate high school? Yes. Okay, great. Like, that's all they care about.
The way that I view it, your grades are not the most important thing. Your effort is.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what I tell my kids, is that it's responsibilities before privileges. Mm-hmm. That's the important part. So like, if you do have homework, that does need to be done before we move on to the fun stuff, because that's our responsibility. And because that's teaching them more than just about school, right? Like, that's something that we can apply to other areas of life, that we do need to complete our responsibilities.
And if you're thinking this could never work, I have an anecdote that comes straight out of my house. 3 days ago, my teenager walked out of her room and handed me her phone and her AirPods. I was like, why do I have your phone and your AirPods? She goes, I need to study and I don't want to study what I'm studying. I hate it. She's in anatomy. She was studying the eyeball. I hate it. I think it's gross.
But the eyeball's so interesting. That's not the topic here, but...
The eyeball is fascinating, but she was really struggling with, because so much of the eyeball is named very similarly to itself. She was really struggling, and she was like, I keep wandering over to my phone and popping in an earbud and think I'll take a little break and just, you know, scroll TikTok for like 5 minutes, or, you know, I'll just check on this one other thing. She goes, this has become a distraction for me. I have to study the fucking eyeball. Will you take these from me? Absolutely. I can do this for you.
Yes. Yes. That's my kiddo was struggling. She needed, like, she had asked me to get her a new trapper keeper. And she wanted like a bigger one because she wanted to fit all her stuff. And I'm like, you know, let's do it. Let's get it. And so I got it for her, and she moved her stuff over. And I said, is it organized? She said, yeah. I said, can I see? And she showed me, and I was like, oh, no. What is happening here? No. And she was like, no, it's fine. And I was like, when's the last time you went through the papers in those folders? And so she sat down and was pulling things from Christmas. And I'm like, you are copy paste to me, kiddo. Like, let's go through this together. Let's make a system that's going to work for you. And, you know, of course, because kids are like, well, no, this is what I'm doing. It's fine. And I'm like, you do have a system, but the system needs work to work for you. And I've been working on this for myself. I've been working on it longer. Let me help you with this. Yeah. And so we sat down and we changed the entire setup. I got my 3-hole punch out and like redid the whole thing for her. And she was so excited by the end of it, because suddenly it all fit together like a puzzle piece. She was right. She needed this other trapper keeper, but she didn't know how to make that other trapper keeper function for her. That's where she needed the assistance. And that's where it helped her with the success, because had I just let her have it the way she wanted it, I think she would have struggled even more, because now there's more space for her to be disorganized.
Right. Right.
Did you know that summer is so close?
I've been trying desperately not to think about it.
And our kids are going to be home from sunup to sundown for several months. I love them so much. I love spending time with them. I have so many exciting things planned, but we're also going to have a lot of downtime. We need things to do for the rainy day that are going to keep them engaged and help them to be creative. And I found the solution, KiwiCo.
Oh, it's raining and gross outside? Cool. Would you like to dig up dinosaurs or build a windmill? Those are the Kiwi kits we have.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the summer adventure series like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where kids build an actual bottle rocket, help to turn outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. We've made the bottle rocket and it was incredibly fun.
You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com with promo code ChildproofSummer. That's 20% off your summer adventure at KiwiCo.com. Promo code Childproof Summer.
Once more, KiwiCo.com, promo code Childproof Summer.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to stow away those jackets and sweaters and break out the shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Okay, yes, it's time to put away the sweaters unless you married a polar bear. I definitely married a polar bear, and he keeps this house at a number I don't want to say because it's too low. My saving grace is that I get to wear the softest cotton sweater. It's so cozy and it's bulky and I love it and I get to use it all year round.
Quince sweaters are so good. Quince has amazing items like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince cuts out the middleman by partnering directly with top factories and passes that savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/childproof for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/childproof to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
One last time, quince.com/childproof. Another place that I found it shockingly easy to lower my own expectations and lift some of the burden of performance off of me is dinner.
Yeah.
There was a time where I absolutely loved cooking. It was a hobby for me. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the experimentation. I enjoyed the shopping. And then honestly, what happened was the pandemic hit. A whole bunch of things all at once. Now I no longer like going to the grocery store. I used to love going to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. It was the best experience. And I know not everyone loves it, but I looked forward to it. And then the pandemic hit and a lot of things happened. Up to and including, I got a little bit famous on TikTok. And now when
TikTok
I go out,
TikTok sensation.
Now when I go out, I'm recognized and I don't have a problem doing that, but it absolutely like brings me away from that sort of autopilot function.
Right.
Which if you spot me in the wild, please feel free to say hi. I'm not mad at any of you for ever saying hi. If I don't have my kids with me, please come say hi. I will make it awkward for us both. It's fine.
Same.
If I have my kids with me, please don't.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be difficult.
Having to cook every meal for every person in my house got old. I hit a wall about 6 months ago where I was just fucking over it. I am so done with cooking food.
I have. It's so there's no consistency in it because I'm either going to spend 2 hours in the kitchen or more or I'm going to grab an assortment of whatever random junk I have in my freezer, throw it in the oven and call it a day. Like there's no in between. Just last week I made steak wrapped asparagus rolls with a mustard sauce and roasted potatoes. Okay. Damn. Yeah, it was incredible. And the next day we had mini tacos from the box in the freezer.
Yeah.
So, you know, some days we're going all out, some days no. And I mean, and it's funny because in lowering your expectations, right? Like not every meal has to be Michelin quality.
Yeah.
Right? And one of my go-to meals where like, I'm going to cook something, but I didn't take something out for dinner, or I just don't want to cook what I took out.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast for dinner. Like I'll make pancakes, I'll do biscuits and gravy, right? And that's really, it's 30 minutes in the kitchen. That's a lot less time. That is my middle ground. But that is literally my, man, I don't feel like doing anything else. This is so low energy. I feel like I'm just like, and it's my kids' favorite. Breakfast for dinner is their absolute favorite. Like one of my, the way that I consider that meal to be one of my worst is my kids' favorite. It's like a special treat.
It's the same. I have a endless selection of build your own salad, build your own potato, build your own French fries, build your own nachos, tacos, like a ton of different stuff where all I do is just open bags, dump them in a container. And sometimes I don't even do that. Sometimes I'm literally just a bag of lettuces on the table, a bag of cheese is on the table, a tub of sour cream, like fucking put on whatever you want. I don't care, kids.
Yeah.
I did feel because I had a shift here. I did feel the absolute worst. I'm not even trying. I'm buying pre-made ingredients that I could be saving money on by shredding my own lettuce, but I don't want to shred my own lettuce. It gets everywhere and there's too much.
Now, see, one time I bought a head of lettuce and I was prepping it and I cut down the middle of it and there was a bug in there and I've never bought a head of lettuce again. And that was...
Five or six
years ago, and it was tiny, but it had too many legs. Freaked me out, man. So I will pay extra for the pre-shredded lettuce that I can then put in my salad spinner, and I don't have to inspect it, okay? If there's any bugs, they're going to fly out in the salad spinner.
Yeah. We're good. But all three of my kids, I ask them, because I ask every week, hey, do you have any requests for dinner? And most of the time they don't. Most of the time they're like, yeah, whatever you feel like making is great, mom. Thanks. I will continue making all of these decisions for all of us without any of your input.
Do you get that where you're like, I'm going to the grocery store. What does anyone need? No one has anything until the day after you get home. Can you get this next time you go to the store? Write it down right now. I will not remember this.
I'm going to text it to you right now. No, you have to text me that right as I'm leaving for the grocery store because I will not remember.
Yeah.
Have to, if you need this, it is your job to remember this.
And I ask, like I've asked, you didn't tell me. I went to the store. You still didn't say. And now, okay, I get it. But wait, I've given the option.
I'm doing everything I can. You got to pull your weight here. No, but all three of my kids, for the first time ever, they're like, can we have a BYOB? A build your own bowl is what we call it. And
okay,
what it is, because I'm aware that BYOB means something different.
Yeah, I was like,
different.
Are we in our early 20s again? Like, what is, okay.
Build your own bowl becomes BYOB. And Jack and I absolutely named it BYOB because when we saw the parallel, we're like, yes, we are millennials. We are
Let's
cringe.
Listen
this
to
is
System
funny
up
to us.
And down while we eat this too.
So all three of them requested a BYOB. They're like, I don't care what the vehicle is.
Vehicle.
Tori teases me because of the way I say the word vehicle.
I don't tease you. I find it fascinating.
In the comment section, I need you to write down, do you say vehicle with the H or do you like pretend there's a whole missing letter and it's vehicle?
As if there's not silent letters in a bunch of words, but vehicle. It's hickle.
Is it vehicle or vehicle?
Dinner?
I have also released myself from having to make a perfectly balanced meal. I aim for a carb, a sugar, a fat, and a protein in every snack just because that promotes satiety, that promotes good digestion, that promotes or delays gastric emptying. Like there's a whole bunch of science as to why every snack I aim for a sugar, a carb, a fat, and a protein. But that doesn't mean that everything is perfectly balanced. That sugar could be, here's an entire apple, an entire pita, and some peanut butter. But that's like their favorite amount.
Thing. It's like the equivalent of giving a baby a present and they care more about the box. Like, yeah. Your kid so happy with an apple pita bread and like a cheese stick. Like, yeah. We all know that. Yeah. and that's for me. If I'm doing the freezer meal, or if I'm doing like sandwiches for dinner, or Easy Mac, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that goes on the plate. And then we're going to do some fruit. And then we're going to do like a cheese stick or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. We're going to put the sides there that offer some extra nutrition. Yeah. But also, like, it's not that big a deal. Like, balance isn't made in one meal. It's made over time. So
it's made over time. Right. Right. Yeah. The amount of times that I'm like, oh, shit, I don't have a protein. Just grab a spoon, dig it in the peanut butter jar and throw it on the plate exactly as is, still
we
attached
eat
to the spoon.
So much peanut butter in my house.
We do too.
So
I don't
much.
Even like peanut butter, and I yet we go through it.
Oh, I put peanut butter on any and everything. It's peanut butter and mayonnaise. They're my favorite condiments. Not together. Not together.
Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase.
Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. So you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you're purchasing.
The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, new warm weather bedding, or a flight for that summer getaway.
Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards.
Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all of your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code CHILDPROOF when you register.
Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code CHILDPROOF. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code CHILDPROOF. Hydrating doesn't have to be boring. Splash Refresher spices it up by putting fun and hydration in one. Because as a mom, I already have my hands full. Splash Refreshers are delicious, bright, flavorful, and available in 5 craveable flavors. It has 0 sugar, 0 calories, and a splash of sweetness for a hydrating and delicious beverage you'll come back to again and again.
My favorite flavor is the lemon. It really does taste like lemonade, so I'm getting hydrated, and it just feels like I'm drinking lemonade.
Splash Refresher perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with 0 sugar and 0 calories.
Available in 5 craveable flavors, wild berry, acai grape, pineapple mango, lemon, and mandarin orange, Splash Refresher is there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. There's a flavor for everyone to enjoy.
They are delicious, bright, flavorful, and hydrating, and 0 calories. So you can have fun flavored water without any guilt. Consider your hydrated self thriving.
Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. We've discussed releasing expectations about grades. We've mm-hmm. discussed releasing expectations about dinner. And now let's discuss everyone's like eternal debate: extracurricular activities.
That has been the hardest one for me to let go of my expectations on.
Yeah.
And I think part of that was I held a lot of guilt because my eldest, who is 4 years older than my middleist, mm-hmm. before my middleist came around, like, we did like the Mommy and Me music classes. Mm-hmm. We went to all the library events. I guess she did MMA when she was 4. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, she did dance class. Like, we did everything. Okay. And then, you know, we started having more kids and less money and time. And then as my younger two were starting to get into those toddler years, the whole world shut down.
The whole
world,
yeah.
And I have a medically complex kid, so we really stayed home for a couple years. And I sat there like, I'm failing my kids because there is a pandemic and I can't bring them to dance class. Like, that's not
how it works at all,
even reasonable.
But it's the feeling we all had.
Right. And so now, finally, we are in a place where I can afford a couple activities. Mm-hmm. And the scheduling of it all is giving me a headache. but
you were not alone.
And then I feel bad because one of my kids is like, I don't want to do like these group activities. I like to do my art and these things. And I'm like coding 3 video games and writing a novel. And I'm like, those are all very appropriate things. And you are using your brain in creative ways. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm supposed to put you in extracurricular. Right. But she does like clubs and stuff. So it still counts. But it's this pressure. And I think social media has really emphasized this feeling like we need to have our kids' schedules filled.
Well, when you think of parenting stereotypes, the very oldest parenting stereotype that pops into my head is the soccer mom.
The soccer mom. Yep.
The soccer mom is the oldest stereotype because it's that one mom who's got the special tent and the custom built cup, the snacks, like just bag full of Clementines 100% of the time.
And like, how do you have this level of organization, you know?
But here's the thing. Free time is not evil. There are no devils. There are no playgrounds. You've heard the cliche, idle hands are the devil's playground. False.
I've never heard that, but I believe you.
It's a very old saying, but it what it means is if you don't have something to do, you will find something to do. And it may or may not be good for you, your family, or society. Like if you're bored, you're going to that's not true.
Free play is actually so important for child development. Mm-hmm. Like having time to use their imagination and play with toys is so important. And boredom is good. You have to learn to be bored.
Yes.
And I have catchphrases when my kids tell me they're bored.
What are they?
One of them, which is my favorite, which will always get me an eye roll, okay, is I'm bored. If you're bored, then you're boring. I am quoting the song Flagpole Sitta. It's a great song. It's a bop. But I say that, I get an eye roll. And the other one is, and again, this is an eye roll because they're bored, is, well, we get to be bored sometimes.
Yes, I say that all the time.
If we're waiting in a line, Mom, I'm bored. I'm bored too. Like, I'm going to hit them with the empathy. Me too. We get to be bored sometimes. That's, you know, we're not going to rush anybody. We're not going to sit here and cause a problem. Yeah. We're going to have to be bored for a minute. And you know what? We're going to survive.
I'm quite sure that most of the retail Karen videos are people who never learned how to be bored.
Yeah.
It's this, they're so bored with waiting in line. They have an emotional response to it. They go straight to rage and they make it everyone's problem. Yeah. Retail Karens, I think, are just people who don't know how to be bored.
I was at the store with my kids just yesterday, and we were at a hardware store and we were waiting in line, and the person in front of me had to return something. I don't know. It was taking a while. And my kid had said, you know, I'm bored. And I was like, yeah, me too. But you know, we're going to be fine. It's okay. We get to be bored. And it's my turn. I get up to the cash wrap and the cashier says, I'm sorry for the wait. And I said, oh, it's no worries. And my kid says, and not to the cashier, but just in general, says, I wasn't okay with the wait. And I turn my head to my daughter and I say, hey, listen, that was rude because it wasn't their fault that the wait happened. And that's part of it. Like, We need to be respectful. And she immediately corrected, and not in like a way of like tail between her legs. She's like, no, I mean, like, I wasn't okay with the wait, but I'm not blaming anyone for it.
Yeah.
I just didn't like waiting. And I'm like, okay. I was like, that's good then. Like, I understand that. Thank you for clarifying. And this cashier was like, thank you. You know, like, I promise I'm not going to raise children who are rude to service workers.
Absolutely. I have been a service worker. No. So I think the internet has really messed with us. The internet, I describe it as a double-edged sword all the time because it's an invaluable resource that has opened up a virtual village and access to information that our parents could have only dreamed of.
It's also a highlight reel.
It's also the absolute worst. The unrealistic expectations that come from the internet. The internet has got us thinking, oh, well, we have to entertain our kids 100% of the time. They have to be packed. No, it is not our job as parents to entertain our children 100% of the time. It is our job to provide them opportunities to entertain themselves.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean screens. That doesn't necessarily mean an abundance of toys.
You know, it's the same thing, though, that you run into with the kids is like when you want a snack and you're looking and you have a house full of food and you're like, but I don't want any of this.
Yeah.
And the kids will say, well, I'm bored. Well, why don't you do something? Well, what can I do? You can draw a picture. You can read a book. You can play the piano. You can play with your toys. You can go outside and play. You can do, I don't want to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? I don't know, but I'm bored. I guess then if you're bored, then you're boring.
Yeah.
I can't fix this for you.
But I think there is as much a problem. So that would be understimulation. And understimulation is really challenging to get through because while functionally getting the coloring book out and coloring would absolutely make you feel better, it would make you feel less bored. When you are understimulated, you want big, you probably want sensory, you probably want an environment change, even though something much simpler would in fact alleviate the boredom.
Yeah.
So understimulation is a problem. That's part of why when our kids are like, I'm bored. Well, here's a laundry list of all the things you can do. I don't want to do any of those. I'm bored. They're understimulated. They're never going to make that choice.
Yeah.
But as big a problem as understimulation is, overscheduling, I feel is worse. Personally, that is not true for every family, but it is true for ours.
Right, right. And I think that's a thing where it can depend on the family.
Yes.
And I know like overscheduling for us would be a problem.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I think I mentioned on an episode, I don't know a time before this one.
Some previous episode.
Previous
mystery,
episode.
Which one?
Right. That, you know, one of my fears in life was becoming like a sport parent. not because like I detest the sports, I just don't understand them.
Yeah.
So I'm a sport parent now, and boy, oh, was I did not know what I was getting myself into. But I'm gonna learn, okay? But I had to go get her sports gear because I paid the sign up fees, and I was like, well, that's a hefty sum, but you know, that's fine. She'll get the season out of it. And then, you know, a week before practice started, they sent us a list of gear. And I was like, what is all this stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is a fielding mask? I don't know. So, you know, I went to the sporting store and I went into the section where the equipment would be. And I just stood there looking confused until an employee found me.
The millennial way of, please someone notice I need help because I am never going to actually say those words.
Please
I will
look
not
at me.
Initiate this conversation.
I do not look like someone who belongs in this store. You know I need help, okay? And so the employee comes over to you. So he was so patient and kind. And he said, can I help you with anything? And I looked him in the face and I said, everything. And then he looked really confused. So we
no
matched
pressure,
energy.
Buddy.
And I said, my kid is starting a sport. I said, I want to help her succeed. I want to support this for her. I have a lot of learning to do. And I'm starting that today with, I need this list of gear. I only know what one of the items here is, and it's a bat. And I don't know how to pick one out. Can you help me, please? This man spent, I think, over 30 minutes walking me through this list of five things.
Clarifying question after clarifying question. Does the color change anything?
And I'm like, what part is it, how does this supposed to fit the hand? Does it go all the way up the wrist or only to like where the wrist start? How do you? And I'm like, I haven't touched any sporting equipment since high school. I did prefer it that way, but I'm learning today, you know, and not every kid is athletic. Yeah. So this is new for me and I'm embracing it the best I can. I'm gonna learn how to tell if a score is made. And how
I think it's called a run for you.
Okay. I believe you. And, you know, cause my eldest kid, very much copy pasted me, disorganized artist.
Yeah.
That was, you know, she has different tastes in books and I've learned all of the lore against my will and I'm happy to know it.
By the time baby number two comes, you feel superhuman. You totally have it all figured out. You got this. But then the reality sets in. It's more than twice the work and can sometimes feel like absolute chaos. It's obviously not always going to go right, but you'll take any opportunity to make it a little easier. The Honest Company has a new line of calming products for the whole family, so your little ones will go down easier and you can have a moment of honest relaxation. The Calm Collection is a line of dreamy and calming lavender products to help make you and your baby's bedtime routine smoother. They have lavender wipes to clean up sticky hands and messes, a calm lavender bath and body set that's both gentle enough for babies and soothing self-care for moms, lightweight lavender body oil to help wind down before bedtime, and fun purple printed pajamas made with 100% certified organic cotton. The sooner your little ones go to bed, the sooner you are able to relax. for a little while. Anyway, their Calm Lavender collection is made with lavender essential oils that help calm babies before bed. And their super absorbent overnight diapers have up to 12 hours of leak protection. With a focus on sustainability and clean products, The Honest Company works with toxicologists at their in-house lab to create eco-friendly, safe, and effective products you can feel good using. Body products are naturally derived and designed for all skin types, while their diapers are made with plant-based materials that are ultra soft and super absorbent. Good for your whole family and your environment. Try Honest for yourself. Shop at Target, Amazon, Walmart, and honest.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
If you look at everything that I am as a person, turn it to the other side of whatever that is.
Yeah.
That is my daughter, except where our humor comes in. Our humor is copy paste.
Yes.
But she is extroverted. I am introverted. We are both outgoing, but she can go a lot further than I can. She is athletic. I hurt myself standing still.
Relatable.
So she is everything that is opposite from me. And so I got to be the sport mom. We were in basketball. We were in archery. We were in swimming. We were just all the things. And this child has had the audacity to be a natural at fucking all of it. So like she's good at it. So she enjoys it. And so then she becomes a favored player or member of the team, or because she's genuinely good at this thing that they just taught her to do.
Yeah.
So she's not just in it. She's deep in it. I'm like, okay. So she's finally old enough that I am no longer her chauffeur. So she's going to all of these practices all by her onesies. All I have to do is show up to the matches, go woo, and then go home because she's going to take herself home after.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy because my littles are now getting to, we also had the same experience where I was very bitter for a long time. We had mommy and me library signed up and ready to go. And we had tumbling class for both of them signed up and ready to go.
Yeah.
On March 1st, 2020. The first tumbling class was supposed to be March 14th, 2020. Mm-hmm. My state shut down March 13th, 2020.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now the schools were wonderful. They refunded me. No loss other than the experience and the opportunity. But
there's mad. Always, and that's, I think the lower expectations here that we're getting at is there's always room for opportunity at every age.
Yes.
And even for you as a parent, like becoming a sports mom. Which is your favorite thing is sports.
No, my littles aren't sporty. My littles are both artistic. That's
my littlest recently started gymnastics and, which is sporty, you know, like I did dance growing up, which is, I think where athletics and, artists meet
sort of converge.
Yeah. And so she started gymnastics, but that kid is also copy pasted me. And I know this because as we were leaving the class, she fell and hurt herself in the parking lot.
Grace personified. Got it.
Just walking. There wasn't like she didn't trip over anything. She just fell.
Just and I'm like, ate pavement.
That's my girl.
Yeah, both of my kids are artistic. But that being said, I still want to I want to measure my expectations. The girl child is still getting signed up for cheer. They had a cheer clinic and the high school cheerleaders came to the little school and they did a little routine. And the way she described that to me made absolutely no sense, but it was the emotion and the facial expressions. And like, she was trying to emulate them. I have no idea what happened in that assembly, except that the high school cheerleaders were there and they did stuff.
It
was really great.
Yeah.
But the way she was describing this, almost, she was so excited about it, she stopped making sense. There were a couple times in there, I'm not sure she said words, at least not in a language I speak.
Yeah.
But the way she described it was, okay, I have to put you in cheer, don't I? Okay. Right.
And that's the expectation I have for my kids, is that they're going to let me know what they're interested in. And it is my job to show them the opportunities, right? Because there are things that they maybe haven't heard of, but I see a flyer and I'm going to share that with them. Is this something you're into? I mean, that's how my kid ended up in the sport. I got a flyer about it and I was like, this kid, since she was 2 years old and we had a little wiffle bat in the backyard, could hit any pitch that made it in her direction. And I say that specifically because I'm the pitcher. And again, I'm not sporty, so only some of them go where they're supposed to. But if I got the ball where it was supposed to go, she hit it.
But here's the thing is we are both going to have to be very specific about what a realistic expectation of that is. Do I expect that my 5-year-old will be a cheerleader? Maybe. The realistic expectation is maybe. Mm-hmm. The realistic expectation of what cheer class is going to be is you're going to try it.
Yeah. You're going to socialize with people outside of your classroom. Yep. You are going to learn things in a different way than the classroom setting. Mm-hmm. You're going to have fun and you're going to see if this is something you want to do again. That's the expectation.
I have an expectation of a minimum of 3 months. I'm probably not going to let the quit be called for a minimum of 3 months for this. And that's based off a lot of personal criteria that I know about my kid that I'm not sharing here.
Yeah. And that can shift if something changes. Yeah.
Yes. But probably a minimum of 3 months, unless there's an injury or we get in there and like, oh, this is one of them toxic classes. This is not for us. Got it. But again, my expectation, I'm going to have to work really hard to keep level and keep realistic.
Yeah. And I've shifted my expectations of myself as we have gotten into these new extracurriculars, because I really struggle with time management. And I just honestly, as a person, my plate is over full and there's nowhere for me to scrape any of it off to.
Yeah.
And so because of that, now on these days where we have meets or practice, hey, guess what? I'm getting stuff out of the freezer for dinner tonight. This isn't going to be one of those cooked meals that I'm spending hours in the kitchen for. Like, things have had to shift. My expectations of myself have shifted. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, because here's the thing that I think is really important. Your best is your best on any given day, even when you can't get to the level you expect for yourself. Yes. Because some days you're going to have a bad mental health day. Some days there are going to be hard things you're dealing with. Some days you're going to be sick. Some days you just didn't sleep well. Mm-hmm. And your best still counts that day, even if your best on that day would be considered your worst on another, because you're still showing up for yourself and doing what you can. And sometimes your best is taking a day to rest, because you deserve rest. And that's the best you can do for yourself.
Some days the best thing you can do is close the door on the mess. Just, I know that bedroom is messy.
And it's gonna be. That's future me's problem, because current me's problem is that I'm overwhelmed and I'm not gonna be able to handle any of this stuff until I take care of myself. Yep. And that's important. That's so important. Like, we can't constantly go at 100%. Mm-hmm. The tank will run empty.
Just because yesterday was a banner day doesn't mean all future days will be the same. You might get good at a lot of emotional stuff. You might have your executive functioning like it's never functioned before. And you're still going to have a bad day. And it's still going to feel like all of those systems failed you. And maybe in that day they did, but that doesn't mean they're bad systems.
And I'll tell you, personally, it feels a lot better to decide to take a break than to go so hard for so long that your body decides it for you.
Yep. And it will. Or your brain decides it. Or the stars align and you have one of those fucking Murphy's Law days. Like, you're doing everything fine, but a sudden rainstorm ruins practice and your child face plants in a mud puddle. And now the car has a flat tire. And now the chicken you pulled out for dinner is actually spoiled because something happened in the freezer.
I operate by O'Toole's law, actually.
It's O'Toole's law.
O'Toole's law states that Murphy was an optimist.
That was our timer. Okay.
Well, thanks for listening to Childproof from Betches Media. We want to hear from you. Email us at childproof@betches.com. Tell us where your expectations are today. How are you doing?
And whether you say vehicle or vehicle.
We need to know.
And be sure to give us a follow. I'm Mama Cusses in all the places. They are Tori Phantom.
And tune in every Wednesday, everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
And leave us a rating. It helps, and we like reading them. And remember, sometimes our kids are the assholes.
And sometimes it's us.
Childproof is produced by Rebecca Salzmacat. Editing by Rebecca Salzmacat. Social media by Lauren Salome. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram. And send your email to childproof@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy, perfectly blending refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories.
Available in 5 craveable flavors, there's a flavor for everyone to enjoy. My favorite flavor is the lemon.
The mandarin orange is my favorite flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.